In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I kind of feel like a street preacher right now. Start yelling at the people who are passing by, telling them to repent. Now, of course, we're out here because we're celebrating our national holiday. It's a fun thing to do every year as this town is getting ready to celebrate and have a parade a little later on. Tomorrow there will be fireworks. And I bet no matter what everybody does, I bet that today something you do will involve food. Am I right?
Amen.
All right. Well, food is kind of a funny thing because as people, it's part of our psyche that we get together and we eat. The term companion literally is that person that you share bread with. Eating is part of who we are as people. But of course, it has a very practical function, right? And you're hungry, you eat. You fill yourself, you refresh yourself. It gives you energy so you can carry on and do what you do. Now, that's a great thing. And that's the way we feed ourselves physically. But how do we feed ourselves spiritually? Now, I have, as we've gone through Galatians over the last month or so, I've really learned to love this book. Partly because I have learned to love St. Paul, both for some of his insight and wisdom, but also some of his, let's say, idiosyncrasies that St. Paul has. Well, today I have one of those favorite moments of idiosyncrasies. Before boldface type, before all caps, before asterisks or italics, you have St. Paul saying, "Do you see how big the letters I'm writing with my hand?" I mean, you could almost just see on the scroll these points where he broke the quill bearing down so hard. Well, what is Paul so upset about? Well, he's trying to drive home the point in the entire book of Galatians about this community of Gentiles who have adopted Christianity. And then other folks have come in and said, no, you can't just be a Christian. You have to adopt the law. You have to be circumcised. You have to follow every rule in the book. We might not do it ourselves, but you really ought to do it. And Paul is saying, no, we don't want any of that. And here he's talking about the flesh. Now you might think, oh, the flesh, here we go again. Another sermon on sins of the flesh. Yawn. I'm going to balance my checkbook while we're doing this. But that's not at all what he's getting at. What he's saying is that these things like the dietary rules, circumcision, all these things have to do with the body. And if all you do is take care of the body, then that's all you're getting out of it. What we need to do is take care of our spirit, what goes inside of us. I love that both this Galatians reading and the gospel have these agricultural references. Paul says, you reap what you sow, and Jesus says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, reminding us that we have to nourish ourselves in what we do. Now, the gospel reading, Jesus sends out 70. And I love his directions. You can imagine in contemporary evangelism, if we were told, you have to go out. If somebody comes by, don't even greet them. Oh, hi, how are you doing? Don't talk to me. Yeah, that's evangelism. And he says, go into a house, eat whatever they give you, stay as long as they let you, and then, when they're done feeding you, then leave. Now, it kind of sounds funny, but at the same time, what he's saying is be very focused on what you're doing. And I love this line that if they don't welcome you, brush the dust off your feet. I mean, that's pretty serious stuff. But here's the really amazing part about this reading. So we have a word we often use in sort of church language, which is the word apostolic. We think about the apostles or an apostolic ministry. The word apostolic is a Greek word, literally means to send out. So you think about where is it you take your letter when you want to mail it? Come on, you people know this. The post office. Postal, apostolic. See, you learned a little Greek today. So it's the idea of people being sent out. But you know, it's not all that there is to the apostolic ministry is to just go out. Because what happens after all these 70 go out? What do? They heal the sick, they cast out demons, they proclaim the good news, and then they come back. They come back to Jesus and they say, wow, all this great stuff happened. And Jesus says, yeah, I know, I saw all this great stuff happen. And part of that apostolic ministry is not just going out, but it's coming back for nourishment. You know, there are kind of two schools of thought when we think of how to practice our faith. You have one school of thought, which is, I come to church, I say my prayers, I do what I'm supposed to, get my communion, and then I leave and I can honk at people as they're getting in my way and wave my fist on the way out. That's one school of thought. The other school of thought is, I don't need church. I can find God wherever I am. It's all about being a good person. Now, both of these things have some good and some bad to them. And I think one of the things going on in both of these readings is you need a little bit of a balance. We need to go out, and then we come back. Go out to serve and then come back to God. And how do we come back to God? How do we come back and nourish ourselves spiritually? Well, we do it through prayer, primarily. Now, the Catechism tells us that prayer isn't just reciting words. Prayer is responding to God with or without words. One of my favorite quotes was actually an interview somebody did with Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and they said, when you pray, what do you say to God? And she says, nothing. I just listen. They say, oh, well, what does God say to you? Nothing. We have great conversations. Some of prayer is speaking to God, telling God your needs, lifting those things up to God, but other parts of prayer are just sitting and knowing you are in the presence of God. So that's one way we nourish ourselves spiritually. Another way we nourish ourselves spiritually is with the Word, both proclaimed in worship and on our own. Understanding Scripture, reading Scripture, learning it more and getting deeper into it. That must be the truth right there. Another way we are fed spiritually is through the sacraments, these things that we come and gather to do, the communion, the bread and the wine, and all these other sacramental acts like healing, other ways that we nourish ourselves spiritually. And lastly, we nourish ourselves spiritually in community. Another Greek word I'll teach you today, koinonia. It's a Greek word for community. But it's not just like I live in Kenosha, it's a great community. The idea of koinonia is this gathering together as the body of Christ. So we're not just receiving the body of Christ here, but we are receiving the body of Christ with each other. Supporting one another, praying with one another, listening to one another. So it's another way that we are fed spiritually. And so the way this works is it's a cycle. We come back to God. And we are fed spiritually. And then we go out. And then we see these amazing things happen, like those disciples. And then we come back. And we have this cycle over and over. And that is this apostolic ministry. That is how we feed ourselves spiritually, so that we are strengthened for our journey. So let us find ways that we are nourished with Christ, so that we can go out and do the work we are called to do. Amen.